Now, you're listening to The Daily. Jared Cross here with you. It's about 20 to 11 in the morning. And fortunately enough, for you and me alike, we're joined in the studio by Oscar Byrne for the Monday Daily Gig Guide. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I always look forward to this. Gets me excited for like the upcoming week.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Shows to look forward to, and we can look back at the week just gone. Sport for choice, to be honest.
It's so good. I love that. I love being joined in the studio a couple of times throughout the show and all that kind of stuff. I like the camaraderie on air. It's really lovely.
Yeah, we're the Monday Daily team. We stick together.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So we're bringing you the best, you know, out there. So, so this is the Monday Daily Gig Guide. Essentially, Oscar, massive punter. Patron, I should say, of live music around this fantastic city of ours. And he always comes in every Monday, talks about shows that he's been to, talks about shows that he's going to go to, or maybe you should check out for yourself. So how was the weekend just gone, Oscar?
It was amazing. I went to Timmy Temple. I didn't even know he was. He was the guitarist for Cosmos Midnight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just one of those situations where a friend's like, hey, I've got a spare ticket.
Yep.
Do you want to come along? Those are always the best shows, right? When you're just not expecting, you have nothing, no expectations at all, right? And it just blew me away.
That's cool, man.
He broke out, like his dad was there, which I loved as well.
Yeah.
And his dad, someone brought an electric violin and he just broke out this like electric violin solo. And it was his dad's violin. I just thought that was the coolest thing ever.
People were really jumping around
to it, which was so much fun. And then on the Friday, I caught Hayley Mary at Mary's Underground.
Cool.
Which was great.
My mate Harry was there. Came and met us at the Lord Gladstone Hotel, just a hop, skip and a jump from the studio afterwards. But he said it was good, man. Hayley Mary's cool.
She really cool. Dresses really well. I loved her outfit.
She? Yeah,
she's got that Chrissy Hynde kind of like Aussie 80s rock female. I loved it. And Don West opened, which was always, they're always a lot of fun.
Yep.
Rock and roll. Great gig. And then the next night I went to a show with my mum at the Factory. I went to see Died Pretty. If you've heard of them, they're like an old Aussie, like inner west 80s band,
cool.
Which was a lot of love going to a show with my mum.
Yeah, for sure.
Great going to gigs with your parents. This week coming up, we've got first up on Wednesday. Love a good Wednesday. You need a gig to get you through the week, right?
On
a hump day. South Coastal Rockers Tawnyport are playing at La La La's in the Gong. So, hey, maybe you want to take a little bit of a midweek road trip. Get out of Sydney, go down to the Gong.
Get down to the Illawarra.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Cool. South Coast is beautiful.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I know that's like kind of entry level South Coast, literally from Sydney.
Yeah.
But geez, it's beautiful down there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh boy. Growing up north of Sydney, we always kind of went north for holidays and stuff. Got family in Queensland and on the far north coast.
Interesting.
So I'd gone to Wollongong a couple of times, but only for football trips.
Right.
End of season footy trips. And so, yeah, there was some
shenanigans.
Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery.
but then I went further south. I went to Bateman's Bay and to Milton last year. So, God, it's astounding just how gorgeous it is down there. So.
No, it really is. And I think it's a great excuse to go down.
Get
go
down
for
to the Gong.
For a show. They're a great band. And I was lucky enough to have a chat with Georgia and Olivia, the lead singer and drummer of the band. They talked a little bit about their new single, Rage, and we started talking a little about their band name, Tawnyport. Not to be mistaken for the wine. They're the band.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out.
Let's have a listen.
I think the best thing was when we got this name and made an Instagram, we kept getting tagged in like Tawnyport wine reviews. So it was like, this port is horrible. 3 out of 10. Don't recommend. It was really bad.
So you guys, now to shift the mood a little bit, your new single has come out last Thursday, Rage. What's it all about?
Well, it's sort of a retrospective on a bit of a like toxic relationship that I was in, and just sort of how I've dealt with it over the years in a very simple way. So it's sort of, you know, at the start, it's sort of, you know, me watching Rage, in inverted commas, you know, watching it all unfold in that retrospective. And then in, you know, as it sort of comes to a close, it's, you know, it's me saying sort of goodbye to that part of my life and sort of looking back and laughing on it.
So where can people hear you play Rage? Any upcoming shows?
We're actually playing a show at La La La's in Wollongong. It is our single release party, and we're playing with two awesome Wollongong bands, Mr. Keto and Plain Wonder.
And it's our first headliner show ever.
It is very exciting.
People can dance, of course.
Yeah, and it's a great venue to do some dancing as well. Yeah, you can go to our socials and click on the link tree that we have, and it should take you to the Mosh Ticks. Is that right? Mosh Ticks?
Yes, it is.
The Mosh Ticks link.
Great stuff there, Oscar.
Yeah, thanks. That was Georgia and Olivia of Tawnyport. Check them out, La La La's in Wollongong. We'll put links, as per usual, on the website to where you can grab tickets. Next up, The Graveyard Shift, another installment of the Lansdowne, just down the road from the 2SER Studios, their free series of late-night shows. Definitely worth checking out. So installment, kicking off at 11 p.m, Sydney psych rockers White Dog. Have you heard of them, Jared?
White Dog.
Yeah, you'd like
them.
They're
punk. And it's the drummer of Polish Club.
Really?
Was the drummer in White Dog for a little while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Super cool, like just guitar-driven, very like 70s. Are we talking about the same band?
I'm sure I'm talking about White Dog.
Yeah.
Punk, yeah?
No, more psychedelic. They're more psychedelic.
Oh, okay, so maybe I'm not thinking of that. I'm sure it was...
White Dog do sound like the name of a punk band though from Sydney.
Maybe it's changed. Maybe their sound's changed, or maybe I've got no idea.
Maybe, yeah. So. Well, they'll be playing with Pash, I've got a case of the giggles. Sorry. What's so funny?
Just you going, nah, man, I don't think that's the case. Anyway.
We'll find out later.
Oh, sorry. Playing silly buggers here.
Let's get serious. They'll be playing with Pash. Perth Rays, glam, kind of like MC. So that'd be cool. If you want your psych rock and a bit of glam, head down to the Lansdowne this Friday. It's free. So get your live music fix. And then on Saturday at the Vanguard, Dreamy Pop Goddess Moody Beach, who we talked about on last week's show.
Yep.
He obviously plays with the Mellow Drones as well. She'll be playing on Saturday to promote her latest single, Why Not? Which was created in collaboration with Kim Moyes of The Presets.
Oh, lovely.
Which is very cool. He's worked obviously with DMAs as well recently and Northeast Party House. Yeah, I mean, definitely check that out. It's the single. Give that a listen. It's a great tune.
For sure.
Hopefully. And we should mention, there is another show this week on Wednesday.
Yep.
The lead singer of Tropical F Storm.
And the Drones.
And the Drones, of course, yeah. And we're both going to that show, aren't we, Jared?
Yeah, I hit you up yesterday and I said, hey, man, let's go and check this out on Wednesday afternoon. So the late show is sold out. Which I think was 8:30 or 9 or something like that. So we're going to the 6 o'clock.
Better to go to the early show, I think.
Well, then we've got to go join friends for trivia.
Yeah, we're hosting a trivia.
with a couple of friends from 2SER. So
shout-outs.
Shout-outs to anyone listening. I won't name them.
Why not?
I don't know, Oscar. Sorry, you put me in a
wheel. sorry. So that's on the Wednesday. And I should also mention on Thursday, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Les Shiv are playing on Thursday at Waywards with Peel, one of our favourite bands that we always talk about.
I've seen Les Shiv a couple of times, formerly the Ruminators. Northern Beaches band.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, they're good fun.
The Lansdowne. Very, very fun. Let's got that to look forward to.
All right. Cool. Thanks so much, Oscar, for
Monday
Daily Gig Guide. Always giving the best in. The show's gone and the show's coming up in our favourite city, which is, of course, Sydney. So
love it.
All right. Thanks so much, mate.